Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, and I'm very excited about having our friend Pamela Springer back on the show. Pam is the CEO of Manta, Manta.com, an organization I'm sure you know about. We'll get Pam to remind you a little bit more about that a little bit later on. She's been working in the online world for a long time now, started when she was very young. And she's been a member of our Brain Trust for a couple of years now. Pam Springer, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. It was great seeing you last week in New Orleans at the ECSB conference. That was fun.
It was fun. There was lots of great attendees and lots of good tidbits and things that we could all learn on how to help SMBs,
you know,
business owners that are looking for help.
You know, Pam, when I came back from the event last week, I talked to my audience a little bit about something I think they probably don't realize, and that is that there's an awful lot of people. There's virtually an industry of people out there whose singular job it is to find out how to serve small business owners better, aren't there?
Yeah, there are. Well, most companies are small companies, as you know.
Yep.
And you know, that a lot of organizations really focus on the needs of the business owner to make them, you know, stronger, whether that be on revenue side or think about costs or think about staffing or what have you. That's where the bulk of the market is. So I think we're all pretty smart to try to help each other.
Right. Well, and of course, your company is like that. I mean, you're an outstanding community of small businesses, online community of small businesses. Work, you know, creating a community there for folks to reach out and touch each other and do business together and find each other a lot easier. But we got your company. We got people who directly serve small business. Then we have a lot of folks who want to sell things to small businesses. And I mean, if small business owners, there's a lot of folks out there who care about small businesses, and I just think that's something that small business owners ought to realize and you know, kind of be a little. We need to encourage them to be a little more, you know, a little bit more enthusiastic, a little more proud of themselves, because of the way. Small business owners are critical to this economy.
Well, they absolutely are. You know, 80% of U.S. companies have 9 employees or less. So
right.
If you think about, most of us work for small companies, and definitely the economy is driven by, you know, the small business owner and all of us who are employees or owners of businesses. We are really the lifeblood. And so there should be lots of pride and lots of enthusiasm to being really the mainstay for the United States.
Well, a lot of people talk about, a lot of politicians talk about small business. They use the term small business all the time.
Yeah.
But there's not as much being done to help small business owners as I think should be. What do you think?
It's a very we're really fragmented, right? So from the political standpoint, it's much easier to get lobbyists to rally around, you know, these large companies who can fund lobbyists and politicians. They can, their voice is clearer because it's coming from a few
right.
versus lots of us and lots of industries who, you know, honestly aren't as organized because we're busy running our businesses. And, you know, from a lobbying perspective, it's hard to rally us all together. So therefore, you know, the few and the mighty kind of get the stage, and they also have, you know, a lot of bucks behind them to try to influence, whether it be legislation or what
yeah.
have you, when it's just actually the opposite, right?
Right.
The bottom of the triangle is the base, which keeps this country going, and that's all of us small businesses So, you know, the organizations and you know, whether that be, you know, your local chambers or the U.S.
Right.
chamber or things like that, try to help us get organized to make sure our voice isn't lost amongst the giants.
Well, you know, I've said for a long time, Pam, that if small business owners ever got organized the way unions are organized, we would rule the world. Small business
absolutely.
Would rule the world. What do you think?
Yeah, no, absolutely, because we have, you know, by sheer volume, you know.
Yeah, and the thing is,
the
Pam, is if that happened, the world would be a better place, because what's good for the small business, in my opinion, is good for the world. Give us your website, please, Pam, before we go take a break. Pam, what's your website, please?
Manta.com, www.manta.com.
It's real simple, M-A-N-T-A, Manta.com. And when we come back, they conducted a survey recently about hiring. We're going to get Pam to report on that for us right after these messages. We're going to talk about employment. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.